Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Tuesday, the 2nd of February. And prep for tip of the day. Get yourself a pressure canner. The best quality one you can get that I'm aware of is the All-American. It requires no rubber gasket because it's made so precisely. Get yourself canning jars and reusable lids. Okay. This is the Tuesday morning roundtable. We got Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Steve Van Noon, his website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. And, gentlemen, let's see. We got Elizabeth from New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Leon, Steve, and John. Steve, that vaccine adverse reaction reporting data, were you able to take a look at that? Because there's a lot of stuff showing that the vaccines are indeed having horrible effects on people. There was also a pregnant woman who miscarried after having the vaccine, and they're still advocating that it's safe for pregnant women. Were you able to review it?
Yana needs to be the one to review that. I have looked a little bit at it, and we know that they're way under reporting what's really going on. And Yana just come across a report that they're in some places they're making it mandatory now for pregnant women that are coming in to give birth that they have to take the vaccine before the actual birth of the child.
Oh, no.
This is going to really be, I mean, the biggest problem that I keep hearing from the doctors that she knows and they discuss things is that the early people, the people that die almost suddenly is not going to be nearly the problem. It's those that are going to be dying over the next 5 to 10 years because of the different ingredients that are in there. And I don't want to discuss that because I'm just not qualified for that. But there's so many things in there that are going to affect the autoimmune issues in the body, and that this is going to be where the real deaths occur. And that's why it'll be very subtle. No one will realize it for the most part. But it's good, though, that at least not, it's not good for the people, but the people that are having adverse effects early on, at least it's giving people that might be willing to think a little bit, a little bit better reality check that this is a very bad situation, and that this vaccine is very dangerous. But there again, how many of these are they keeping out of the public eye where nobody knows what's really going on? That's the problem.
Now, I forwarded it to Dr. Horowitz. He said that he was going to try to include it in a report. He was trying to convert it from one format to another. And between the data sets, you can match it up by patient ID number. So they assign an ID for these people. Everything else is anonymous. But, I mean, this is just unbelievable.
It is. And it's very
I'm
sad.
Hoping that he'll talk about it on your Friday show, or Thursday show, John.
Well, if Dr. Horowitz brings it up, we'll certainly talk about it. Absolutely.
Okay, and could you also be sure that Dr. Madej gets that data? I don't know if she has it yet.
I'll forward it to her.
Please do. All right, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
Thanks for the call, Elizabeth. We appreciate it. My goodness. It's not going to be 5 to 10 years before people start dying. I'm going to have Dr. Ted Brewer with me Friday, second hour, and he'll explain how the vaccine will be killing people. And apparently, best I can tell, any corona type illness, which includes a common cold, has a strong likelihood of killing you. And we got another caller on hold here, gentlemen. We got Susan in South Dakota. Good morning, Susan.
Hello?
Go ahead, Susan.
Oh, good. I was just wondering, I had heard that the actual testing, and I wondered from everybody on the panel, the testing that they're doing up the nasal passages deeply like that those might have some nanoparticles or something that could be like a vaccination or a baby even giving the virus. I don't know. I was just wondering if any of you knew about that. I was curious, I thank you for your time.
Right. Mike Adams is looking into it. Mike Adams is a scientist. He's got a laboratory with all the necessary diagnostic testing equipment, microscopes, and so forth. So Mike Adams is looking into exactly what you're talking about there, Susan. Steve, you got any follow-up on it?
Actually, on that one, I do. Yana was telling me yesterday that what they were doing all these tests in Eastern Europe, specifically Slovakia, which is her former her birth country. And she was talking even with her sister over there. They had came out with reports there that the nasal test swabs that they were doing was actually an experiment of a nasal swab vaccine, that it is actually a vaccine that they were trying to do, to where they could do it as if they were doing a test. But in reality, it was actually a vaccine, and that's where the trials were being conducted. I don't know much more than that. She just told me about this last night. She was really horrified by it. They locked the entire country down in Slovakia, and no one was allowed to go anywhere, move, do anything, unless they were tested. And she's got family members that were tested up to 3 times. She did speak to her cousin who lives in Austria. She's also a nurse and was able to confirm this information that indeed, yes, they were doing tests on a new form of vaccine that is a nasal swab, but it's actually a vaccine being put in up there near that deep part in the sinus cavity that allows that to penetrate the brain. And of course, yes, there are nanoparticles on that can penetrate the blood-brain barrier through that particular part of the sinus cavity, from what I've been told.
Well, I don't believe you mentioned people will be receiving these vaccine and the nanoparticles without their knowledge or consent, correct?
Well, yeah, they have consented to do the test because the way they did it in Slovakia.
Well, they consented to a test, but they didn't consent to get a vaccine.
Exactly. That's exactly right, John. You're right. They did not consent to a vaccine. And, of course, now even when it came to the testing, though, they were not going to be allowed to enter a store. They were not allowed to go back to work. It's very fascistic in Slovakia as it is. The communist mentality has never left that country. Unlike the Czech Republic, they used to be one nation when Jana lived there. But the Czech Republic, they fight back better. But the Slovak people, a very small number, and there are those that do, but this very small number, and they're such a minority, it's not even funny, that are willing to fight back.
Well, fighting back is what we all need to be looking at, isn't it, Steve?
It is. And, you know, Jana was saying to me yesterday, she said, it's amazing how many of your Europeans are awake to what's going on. They, in fact, in one country, I think it was Denmark, they did a strike. And they shut the country down to the country recanted on some of the measures that they were putting in place. And then also there was a cooperation in Germany and Italy. They formed a political party called the Dog Party. And because you could only meet if you're a political party, that was the way the law was. And so they formed a party called the Dog Party, and they somehow organized it to where all the businesses, the bars, the restaurants, and everything opened simultaneously at the same time, because they were saying, we are all meeting for a political meeting, and they could do nothing about it. You know, so they don't have guns to defend themselves like Americans do, but they had the ability to be creative and overcome the system. And they are fighting back, and they're protesting. They're in the streets, you know. But you know, it seems like in America, people just want their comfort, their easy way of life, you know, so they're not willing to do anything. And not to mention, the mainstream media has got the people so dumbed down, it's not even funny. So it's just crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. It's being attacked by an enemy is one thing, but having your own people betray you is just so hard. It is so difficult and so disheartening and so sad and so criminal. We got plenty of criminal activity going on here, Steve, don't we, sir?
We do, John. And, you know, speaking of that note there, I had just been informed last night that their Antifa is organizing a mass protest when they go to do Trump's impeachment trial. If it gets to that point, which I'm sure it is, they're bent on doing this. But they're going to come in Washington and also in many places around the country dressed as MAGA Trump supporters. And when they begin to do the impeachment trial, they're going to riot as if they're Trump supporters, and to try to just bury the nation into civil war. So that's a disheartening thing. And then, of course, I was told a good friend of mine, he's a FEMA engineer, said that they had just got a request. He's down there near Atlanta. And he said, we have the largest warehouse where we have all the body bags and stuff, you know, that we keep here stored. He said, we had to ship out immediately across the country. He said, every single body bag we had to be dispatched because they're anticipating some type of massive loss of life, but they would not disclose what it was, but they had to be done. And he said, and everything is gone. The warehouse is now empty.
And they shipped them where? Do we know where they should ship to?
I was trying to get more logistic pinpointed areas. Like, is it just coastlines? Is it interior? And he got back with me and he said, it's basically across the nation. He said, I couldn't get any more than that, just knowing. And he said, they would not disclose what the issue is, but they are anticipating some kind of major event that's going to cause a lot of loss of life. But he couldn't get any more information either than that they're doing it. And that it has been done. And of course, you know, he works there, so he says, yes, there's, he said, our warehouse is now empty of these imagine items that we once had.
Gentlemen, we got a caller on hold here, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Knights of the Roundtable. I just wanted to start out. I just noticed, brief aside, it's Groundhog Day, and surprise, surprise, Punxsutawney Phil has predicted yet another 6 weeks of winter. So it kind of fits the weather conditions. Anybody looking for a brief escape from some of the more serious stuff might want to watch Bill Murray in the movie Groundhog Day. That's a fun little thing. About the COVID, I'm finally beginning to hear of acquaintances of mine and people I know who are getting the vaccines. And I heard the other day of a first acquaintance of mine to have a negative reaction a couple days after the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine with some respiratory discomfort and involved a brief visit to the hospital, but a same-day discharge. And seemingly that's okay. However, I'm thinking that perhaps we should be looking at about the two-week mark. Because if we look at this doctor who died in Florida, the pediatrician, I think it was a pediatrician, a doctor in Florida, the 56-year-old doctor who passed away. He died about 2 weeks after he got the vaccine without a single blood platelet, you know, a single platelet cell left in his blood. If we look at the way the mRNA works, this messenger RNA, apparently it programs the DNA to have the immune system go attack specific proteins. And so something obviously went awry because it, with a pediatrician, it didn't just attack a protein of the COVID cell. It attacked the proteins of the cells that replicate its platelets, make its platelets. So I would hope to be able to find, I was listening on the radio the other night coming home, and I heard someone, and I think it was here on RBN, research scientist, a woman who wants them to set aside samples of all the batches of the vaccine so that if something does happen, they can look at the individual vaccine and see what types of messenger RNA are in each of these vaccines. And I'm looking at Hank Aaron's death a couple weeks after his second shot. I'm looking at that doctor. I'm hearing, you know, these stories of nurses being told to keep their mouths shut about people dying from this. And so, yes, in a matter of weeks, I mean, if they're trying to get 100 million people vaccinated in the first 100 days of Biden's presidency, well, I'm thinking the next, you know, start, you know, looking for some of this more serious stuff a couple weeks down the road as this messenger RNA has a chance to reprogram the DNA. And if we start seeing people with all sorts of different organ system failures and things like that, that could be because of what's going on with this messenger RNA gene modifier.
We're going to get one of my listeners recovered a video of Bill Gates talking about the vaccines changing your DNA, and we'll get that posted on my website hopefully by the end of the day today.
Well, this whole idea of the immune system being programmed to attack proteins, you know, and there are proteins in all the cells of the body. This, you know, we might see one person over here. You know, I'm beginning to say, are we going to see liver failure over here and lung failure, you know, respiratory failure over there? Which proteins of which cells, you know, are being attacked? And that's what this woman wants to have samples of each batch of vaccine. So if people start to die, they can look at what was actually in there, what types of messenger RNA and what proteins are attacked. So that's it.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Okay, we got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 2nd of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You get a nice $50 discount when you get your EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We got Leon Green with us, a former U.S. Navy officer. We have Steve Ben Noon with his turn signal blinking. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Thank you, Steve. And, gentlemen, we got a caller and holder, John in Texas. Good morning, John.
I've been listening to, hello?
We're waiting. Go ahead, John.
Okay. I've been waiting, I've been listening to, Mike Adams lately, and I understand that there is a referendum in Texas for secession. And I think, what are the implications of that? Is this an attempt really to start a cascade which will either end up in the dissolution or civil war within the United States, possibly to this would, it seem to be, would play into the hands of those that are orchestrating what's going on now.
This is the unfortunate reality, John. Our enemies, socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they're setting up a scenario where secession looks like the only alternative, and which was what they want in the first place. They want a broken up United States, a weak United States that can't resist the People's Liberation Army of China. Your follow-up, Steve?
You know, John, that's exactly what they're doing, and they're going to use the secession as part of the agenda, but the actual agenda is going back under what Obama passed during his tenure as president, and that was, and I forget the executive order that was, but to break up the nation into different regions with super governors, and then they'll do some very well-crafted legislation afterwards, or more executive orders, I should say, that would give more power to those super governors. And but now, if they do that, for those people that, and this has just been a personal opinion, a thought or observation, I should say, not an opinion, but an observation I've been watching. If they break up the country like that, I would not be a bit surprised if President Trump doesn't end up becoming a super governor of one of these regions. And the other thing is that I know that under Biden's administration already, I was hearing that they have special interest groups, maybe I mentioned this last week, that are lobbying for states. One group is lobbying for black-only states, and the other is lobbying for gay states, two states for gays, and I think they were lobbying for four states. So I checked in with another friend of mine to see if they knew of anything of this nature, and they said that they had heard that in Georgia that they were looking at trying to create a state within a state, and it was going to be Atlanta, but they didn't know if that was based on one of these lobbyist groups, you know, as far as whether it be of race or whether it be of sexual preference, whatever, however you want to label that. But it's everything it seems to be that I don't think any of these lobbyist groups will ever come to fruition, but I think it's basically designed in order to help drive in this agenda for dividing the nation into regions instead. And that's what it was explained to me. That would be the agenda, and that's why Biden got in, so they could expedite that agenda.
All right.
That's your question, John? Does this mean that Trump is not what he appears to be, or what he's been put out to be? Or has he been bought out, or what?
Well, you know, the thing is with President Trump. For me, it's two sides there. You know, I think he meant well for the country. In fact, I got that confirmed recently because the information I had shared up into the last minute of the inauguration is that Biden was supposed to recant, back out, et cetera. That was just from one of the sources I have that was very close to the president. But then I got a confirmation just the other day. I got a phone call from a friend of mine that was sitting in a meeting that, of course, it was a meeting that the information could not be spoken about. But I can tell you there were two generals sitting in this meeting in another state that was not Washington, D.C. I'll just say it that way, along with one of the highest ranking Homeland Security men were there that happens to be a personal friend of President Trump. They were watching the inauguration, knowing that Biden was supposed to go up there, as I was told. They knew he was supposed to go up there and actually bow out of the race. And when he did not, and he took the oath of office, they actually freaked out and said something went wrong. And he wanted me to know that as a confirmation.
All right. Thank you for your call, John. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the second day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That is thelibertyman.com. You'll find lots there to educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you angry. There's a lot there. You can spend a lot of time there. And, of course, if you've got arthritis pain, I do have something that will help you. We're shipping these all over the world, everywhere except the Antarctic. That would be the energy cleaner. Issues with sleep, same thing, pretty common thing people have to deal with. Energy clean will help. We're getting caught up in back hours this week. I picked up 24 from Tom Berryhill day before yesterday, and getting these back hours taken care of and ready to take new orders, get them out the door. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We've got Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Steve Bittenoon, his website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, I just one of our listeners sent me a video just now. It looks like a warehouse about as big as a football field, filled with cartons and cartons of body bags. And it's a pretty amazing. It's a short video, 25 seconds.
and to think that it's now empty, if that's the same warehouse.
Well, the pallets are only stacked up one level high, it looks like, or sometimes two. One level pallets. It's a massive warehouse, and I'm not sure. This thing was published the 27th of January. Hasn't had very many people look at it. 355 people looked at it. But they clearly are body bags. The close-up of the cartons has them clearly marked as what they call cadaver bags on the video. Amazing, isn't it?
It is that. And there was something I was going to tell you about too, John, and I forget what it is. I'm trying to get my brain to remember. Maybe it'll come to me here in a second.
Well, that's okay. Steve, we're past the hoopla over the election, so I've returned to my prepper tip of the day, being more basic stuff, fundamental stuff, getting away from the geopolitical stuff so much, and urging people to focus on training, equipment, getting out of Dodge, getting to a hobby farm somewhere away from a city. There's high likelihood, Steve, I believe, that there could be massive civil disorder in 38 or 40 American cities. What do you hear, Steve?
I've been hearing the same thing, John, that and even people that we're meeting here locally, there is such an enormous amount of stress with people concerned that something is about to take place. And, of course, in the area, as you said, civil unrest, civil war, things like that. And, John, if you think about it, what's really interesting in all that is that, isn't it interesting how they, getting ammunition and stuff, they early on knew that they wanted to be able to deal with this issue, and so that people have a very difficult time being able to get any type of ammunition. And Walmart, we know Walmart is part of that globalist agenda, and when I first began to see that they were in many of their stores stopping to sell weapons, then they began to remove ammunition step by step. You could see that they were very much getting ready for this globalist agenda, and that they wanted to make sure that we were limited to what we have, but they wanted to make sure you had plenty of ammunition so we can all shoot each other. That's really their ultimate goal. But then after we do that, they want to make sure you don't have anything left, so that when they bring in their Chinese soldiers to clean up what's left, we have no way to defend ourselves. And if all Americans would recognize that agenda and not use their guns on each other, and instead deal with this communist takeover of America, we'd do a whole lot better.
We would. We would, absolutely. We are a couple calls on hold. First, we got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, Steve, I got to tell you, I'm pretty jaded on hearing any more about what these particular people had said and are saying about, Trump becoming, we're still going to remain president. I think the outcome of everything would have been different to note if the only narrative that we heard was it was stolen. And if that's all we would have heard, people would have acted differently than to sit back in this false hope that something was going to happen. Personally, if I was you, just speaking, the source that told you that would never, ever, I would take everything that guy said with about 10 pounds of salt, because to me, all that did was make everybody sit back and wait and now, and not prepare for what's coming. That's one comment. And I agree with you as far as, if people could, this is the problem. If people could step back and realize that the communist Chinese and or was going to do anything in the long run or short run, however well it plays out, they would become united more against a common enemy. But the problem is, with that scenario, is that you cannot see them yet. And you can see the communists trying to do everything that they can to take this country and push people that are law-abiding, U.S.-loving patriots into the corner of either kowtowing to nothing, to being a beaten-down, subservient slave, or fight. And that's my two comments, and I would like to get your responses.
Okay. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, when it comes to the source that I have, and of course I've got multiple different sources on these types of issues, to say that I wouldn't listen to anything else that says, you know, I haven't, for one, the information that he's given has been very accurate on multiple issues. This whole issue about, if we were to just say, okay, the election was stolen, there would be a lot of difference. The people would have reacted different. I disagree with that because, unfortunately, the American people just don't react much to anything. It doesn't matter what you do. But even his own advisor that I know personally has said to me, and he said this many times before this ever got to this position, he could never understand why he didn't act on his campaign promise to put these people in jail from day one. He said the evidence was overwhelming that he could have put them all in jail. All right. Now, if you go into the long dissertations that we've had about what went on behind the scenes, all the litigation they tried to do, tried to get something done and couldn't do it. And of course, as he said, too, you know, they wait to the last minute to try to pull something off, which basically would have been a military coup. You've got to get all these joint chiefs on the same page to do it. And then what if it ends up in a situation like what they had in Turkey with Erdogan, where they tried to pull off a coup there that ended up being crushed because there wasn't enough support to pull it off in the first place? There's a major issue. It's not just election fraud. In fact, I kind of laugh at the fact of the election fraud because we've had election fraud for the last, 40, 50 years, and nobody seems to realize it. People really think that they vote in who they want. You don't vote in who you want. You're just made to think you vote in who you want. So we've been living this illusion for a long time already, and they pulled the wool over the American people's eyes from day one. So, that's kind of where I stand on that issue there. And, to me, you have to keep in mind as well, even if the president got back in, would it have changed anything on the warp speed vaccination program? I mean, that's a major issue in itself. And the president was completely behind it. Now, not in the beginning he wasn't, but he got behind it. So is he compromised as far as do they have dirt on him to force him to go along with this globalist agenda? I think that to some degree, yes. But also, from what everything that I understood, if he got in, you might get two more good years, but they're not going to change the globalist agenda. And that's the information you find out from the inside. That globalist agenda is hell-bent on its way, and they're not going to back off from it. Unless the people themselves wake up and do something about it.
Okay, so if you take what you just said, then would you not have to say that the only thing left is a civil war?
Well, sadly enough, that's probably the only way you could ever really resolve the issue. I mean, let's face it, I'm not for war, but in reality, the two-party system is what's all corrupt and broken in the first place. I mean, you have AIPAC that is basically running our nation, has been running our nation for years. You know, and I come from a Jewish family, so I just say, call it just like it is. You're dealing with people that are controlling this nation that really have no business. We have foreign interference. They always talk about, the first one is Trump, it's Russian collusion. Now it's Chinese and Iranian collusion. No, it's been Israeli collusion from day one. And nobody ever is willing to say that they own all these politicians. You know, what we need is representation in Washington, D.C. that's voted in by the people that cannot be, there can be no special interest groups. You know, it would really take a complete revamping of this nation and no longer a two-party system and no longer special interest groups and big corporations allowed to run the whole show. You know, I sit there and I think about when Jesus says, he makes this comment to the people one day. He says, if your son asks you for bread, would you give him a stone? Or if he asks you for a fish, would you give him a serpent? You know, and he said, of course you wouldn't. You know, now, what was his point, though? His point was going back to what happened in the wilderness journey. But if you think about it, what have we done in this day, especially in light of big pharma and the vaccine industry and all these multimillionaires? They used the brass serpent on the pole as their emblem, and they've raised up their brass serpent, and the people have fell for it. And now they're back to serpent worship like the children of Israel did. And they're destroying this country, not just this country, they're destroying the entire world because their eyes have gotten off of what's good and what's right and instead have gotten into the corruption of evil. And, yeah. You know, it's really, I almost think it's going to be the coming of Christ himself that's going to change this. I don't even know if civil war, I don't even think is really going to change it. It's so far gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you because it would have to be gutted. But okay, I'll let the next caller get on. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Steve. All right. You know, some preposterous ideas are more easily refuted than others. This idea of Biden stepping down at the last minute when everybody who's viewing and all the TV stations and the people have been told they're there to view an inauguration is flatly preposterous, and it sounds like more QAnon, Nisara, Operation Trust silliness that, you know, lulls people into inaction, this pacification propaganda. Because of that, and so I basically want to amen the previous caller on that point. Now, more importantly, this notion that carving up nation states in the name of special interests can work is plainly foolish. We have a glaring example in our faces, in August of 1947, the nation of Pakistan was partitioned off from India by, you know, the British because of all the contentions between the Muslims and the Hindus in India. Tens of thousands of people died in that mess. So it's like, okay, all the Muslims up on this side of the line, all the Hindus down on this side of the line. It failed miserably. Today, what we have is two nuclear armed states, one Hindu, one Muslim, each repeatedly threatening to nuke the other over the contention over Kashmir. And so India is becoming more militant, and they're also fighting, you know, with the Chinese now. So this partitioning of the state in the name of special interest, in this case religious, plainly failed. And instead what we have is nuclear brinksmanship from these two, you know, powerful states. And the religions are once again mixed in these states. There are plenty of Muslims in India today, and there's still contention between the Muslims and the Hindus of India. So all this carving up of nation states into segments in the name of special interest groups just plain doesn't work. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let's see if we can get this next caller in here. Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, concerning flat Earth, I'm a pilot for over 40 years, military, and then commercial airlines. The world is not flat. I've been all over the world. It's indeed round. Okay, that got in the way. I had a question, Steve, concerning your sources. Over the last year, you've been saying that by now we'd be getting pummeled by meteors, size of, I wrote all this stuff down, size of basketballs and such. What has happened? Does that mean your sources have been feeding you a line? Is it coming? Delayed? Are we in trouble? Or are your sources just pulling your leg?
Okay, as far as that, that was only one source that was giving that information there. And that was from a different individual altogether related to the Pentagon. But I actually, because I wanted to know from the friend of mine, one source that I do trust a lot is the one that works in D.C., works with the president and has been there since Reagan. And that's because when I worked with the government years ago, we both were connected back then. So I know who he is. I can trust what he has to say. But I asked him because I know that he knows the scientists that are aware of this asteroid belt that we're going through. And when I began to see that we weren't getting hit as I was being told originally, and this was through the FEMA engineer that I know that has a contact in the Pentagon that was claiming this was going to happen. And there's actually two different sources that I have on that issue there. And the other one is a contractor for the Pentagon that generals are saying that this is coming. Well, from what I have been told, that it's not happening to the degree, and yet it is. They said that the trajectory of this system is changing because it's an elliptical orbit to begin with, and so they can't always pinpoint with accuracy when this is coming in. But they said it is coming, and there are asteroids hitting the Earth, and we have had more than double coming in.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Dave, hold on. We'll be right back.
What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's a Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. There's a link at my website at thelibertyman.com. Steve, we need to wrap this up with your response to Dave here, sir.
Okay. One thing I do want to double back on the other the comment about as far as it seemed preposterous whether or not Biden would actually recant. And a lot of people do not realize what went on that day. And of course, even my wife was beginning to think that I'm being misled, or even my source was misled with information. And so we had a very lengthy conversation about this. And to kind of sum it up very simply so that people can understand this, no, that was not a preposterous situation. What happened, the battle that was going on, is that Trump had declared a martial law, basically a military rule in Washington, D.C., seceding the Washington, D.C., basically from the Union in a kind of a way of sorts there. And the Hillary Clinton, Obama, and all the group around Biden were trying to fight this with federal judges, saying that this was not legal to do. You can't do this. It's wrong to do. And they had presented that information to Biden. And what happened is these attorneys and advisors for these two different groups were battling it out. They came down to a compromise that, okay, if you win, we will do this. Biden said, I will, on my own terms, bow out if it's supported by the federal judges that this is legal, what the president has done in putting a military group together in D.C., I'll bow out. But if the judge overrules what you're doing as unconstitutional, which has a lot to do with what happened after the Civil War back in the 1800s, he said, then no, I will take the inauguration and you can't do it. So these were the battles that went on at the last minute. And not only, like I said, did my own source tell me about these things and break down what happened, and then it got flipped on that day and things went south. But then again, I get the phone call from a man that I know personally that's sitting there with two generals as well as one of the top-ranking Homeland Security officials that also anticipated for this to happen. And then when it didn't happen, they knew something went wrong. Now, they were not made privy either, just like myself. I go all the way up to the actual inauguration, but I even said to everybody, I said that day before that the battle was going on, that they were working with the federal judges. I said, he may take the inauguration. He may not, you know, he may step out. So I give the different possibilities that had been conveyed to me. So the information was not inaccurate. There was a battle for power in Washington, D.C., over who's going to be in office. And the fact of the way Pelosi responded, and they're trying to impeach him and get him out and put him in prison and everything, that should speak volumes to people that something was wrong. And these people were in a panic of what Trump was about to do. And as far as QAnon, I know that's a psyop. I will not go down the QAnon road, period. But the facts are the facts, and we can't get around those facts.
Gentlemen, I would say that the Q phenomena, separate from the Anon, is something that actually awakened a lot of Americans and did good. I don't think it made people complacent.
It did wake a lot of people. We're out of time, Dave. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Leon, thank you. Steve, thank you. We'll have you guys back next Tuesday. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Okay. Thanks, Leon. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.